Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Tuesday, May the 10th, 2022, 15 minutes past the hour, 57 degrees and mostly cloudy skies here in Marion. And boy, is the allergy season upon us. It's good to be back with you here this morning, although we're starting off with technical difficulties, which would it be any other way? Have not been able to be on the air with you since last Wednesday, but here's my technical difficulties this morning. So glad to be back with you. But over the weekend, I noticed last year when I went to the First Ladies Museum, which was a great place to go, and I got to see the diary kind of... Well, it wasn't really a diary, to be honest with you. It was more of like a sketch pad, a thought pad on a calendar. Of Florence Harding, I taped an interview with Michelle, one of the curators of that museum that I have never played. And I thought, well, Florence Harding was a mother, I guess. And here we are a few days removed from Mother's Day. And I've held that interview now for about 7 months. It's never been heard on the air. And maybe you'd like to hear that this morning. And so I'm trying to rig that up so I can play that this morning. And things were not going as well as I had hoped. Let's put it that way. Things were not going as well as I had hoped. So we're going to try to play this here this morning. But we'll see how things go. Hope you can hear me okay. Give me a buzz if you're out there and you're listening. 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind, let me know. Would love to hear from you. It's been a few days. Hope I'm sounding okay. Although, I think I'm getting weighted down with the allergies. Apparently, this is one of the worst allergy seasons that we have had in quite some time. Or at least just this period going on right now. The weather's great. People love the 80 degrees. But apparently, the pollen and the asthma and the house dust and everything is kicking up, and people can't breathe, and people are getting swelling in their eyes, and their nose is a mess. It's a mess. You know, break out the Flonase, break out the Claritin, break out the albuterol inhalers. And it's a scary thing. Now, I think I suffer with a minor version of allergies. I don't know if I've ever said this before, but when I was a kid, my doctor at one point prescribed allergy shots. Now, this would have been probably when I was 10 or 11 years old, and I only did it for about a year. Because, to be honest, I never really noticed that it was doing any difference. I remember him saying I was allergic to house dust and smoke. You know, people used to smoke a lot more in those days. But I never really noticed. I was not an asthmatic or anything like that. So I never really noticed anything different with the allergy shots and having the allergy shots. So the allergy shots got discontinued. All right. Thank goodness somebody's out there. Hope you're doing okay. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott Spears, memories of yesteryear.
Yes, how you doing this morning?
Well, I was wondering about you, how are you doing? And I hear you're saying you're full out.
Well, you know, I think I am. When I was a kid, they diagnosed me as being allergic to smoke and house dust. and I took allergy shots for 2 years, and I never noticed anything really different when I was taking the shots, so they discontinued them. But I think as I'm getting older, during weeks like this, like my nose will run a little bit, my eyes will get a little itchy, and I hear this is one of the worst allergy seasons. Have you heard that this year?
Yeah, I hear a lot of stuff.
Me too.
I want to blame everything on something else, you know what I mean?
Well, we do, but I have seen some people just in misery with their eyes swollen shut and...
Oh, that's severe, uh-huh.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah, I imagine I can witness the same thing. Seems like, well, maybe that's just getting older, you know, you tend to be like that, you know. But yeah, I'd say I agree with you there 100%. It seems like I'm always hacking and sleeping or something like that, but I'm outside and I'm stirring around, so I'm blaming it on the atmosphere outside there just stirring things up.
Well, I'll tell you something that's funny, and maybe not so funny for asthmatics, because that's got to be terrifying if you can't breathe. But I know a lot of asthmatics who, when they see that the pollen count has gone way up, they're afraid to go outside. And I think part of it is that they are having a reaction when they do go outside. But I think part of it is also nerves about, you know, oh gosh, I just went outside and the pollen count is whatever it is. And that's a horrible time of year. April and May in Ohio are just awful.
Well, you know, being an outdoor guy like that all my life, the whole family and everything, seems like small amounts of that probably all through your life you've tolerated, and then here comes winter, you know, and you think, I'm still sniffing stuff. Well, you mentioned there about house dust and stuff like that. You look at your furniture when the highlight of the sun's coming in, you say, you know what, I just dusted that tabletop the other day, and you can see dust accumulating, you know, like that, just in a day, so if your house is up for like we are, so 5 months out of the year, I mean, you're not really in there that much, but in and out, a lot of hours inside, so you got inside, but get the point I'm getting at. But when your eyes start itching and your nose starts running and your throat kind of scratchy, that's got to be the sign of an allergy inside or out. That affects me, and you know people that's really allergic. That is threatening to their life.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing, because you know where I noticed all that dust after the winter is on pictures. I'll see that sun come in and reflect off a picture frame, and you can just see it's covered in dust.
Yeah, and who can you blame it on, Scott, like yourself? There you are living at home, and you have no animals, no birds, so all that kind of stuff that tends to... blame that on, you have it, and you say, boy, I'm sure I stir around here and stir things up a lot, you know?
Well, that's right. You know, they tell you it's your skin particles, but I just can't imagine that you're losing that much skin in 5 months.
No, I don't think so either, but, you know, the furnace is kicking on and off, and then all the accumulation through the summer that gets in those furnace ductways and all that, you know, that has a tendency, and you turn your furnace on, you can tell when you turn, you can smell the so-called heat running the dust out of there, you know?
Well, you know, the other day I did hear a tip from somebody, because I've never really paid all that much attention to this, but maybe the allergy seasons haven't been that bad, or I just haven't paid attention, but somebody said if you turn your air conditioning on, that does help, because it filters through the air in your house and keeps that pollen and all those irritants outside for the most part. And I don't know, I guess that makes sense, because a heater puts air out, but an air conditioner has to circulate it.
Well, you know, that just answers the reason. You've mentioned it, and I've mentioned it, and you've witnessed it, and I've witnessed it. You go into a hospital, and you aren't wearing a bikini or a short shorts in there because you're freezing. Yeah, you know, so that must have something to do to keep the allergies down in the hospital.
You know, you read my mind, because yesterday that was exactly what I thought. I thought it's always cold in the hospital, and I wonder because nobody ever really gets allergic in the hospital. I wonder if that's why they do it.
Yeah, summer and winter, it's, you know, the conditions, air conditioning, so-called running, you know.
I would hate to dust the hospital.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
That'd be a big job going through.
What are you doing out of the ordinary stuff like we do? I know I'm 40 years older than you. That just tends to go with the, you know, when you're younger, then, well, darn, or that old, they're always complaining about stuff and raising king. Well, you know what? I just carry a tradition on. What are you going to do about it? So I joined those old people, but, you know, I can't have fun with those old people because they're not here anymore. So, and me being out here and enjoying myself here doing this and doing that, buddy, I got a lot of stuff done this early spring that I'm glad I got done, but I haven't witnessed the high humidity yet. So that's to come. So that's, we got to end with that problem.
Now, do you think we can put out the tomatoes yet, or are we going to have another frost?
Well, I'll tell you. The oldest son, he's got a greenhouse, and he hasn't even got his cucumbers coming up yet. So as far as putting stuff out, and May 15th used to be the old tradition with farmers and stuff, but I always hear them say, well, May 15th, they got the corn in. Well, as things progress, why, they had it in a lot earlier than May 15th, but this year I think tend to see the ground conditions with all the moisture and stuff, and they're going to have to wait. So I'd say I wouldn't worry nothing about till about a week more after May 15th.
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting because last year was really my first foray into growing tomatoes, and the other day I brought this up to Angie, and I said, well, you know, I'm going to have to get some tomatoes soon and plant those again. And she said, you did such a horrible job with those last year. I don't know if we can take that chance again.
Oh, boy. I like that. I like that little paragraph you've done there. We have to chance that. So you're just pouring it right over on Angie. We'll see how she performs this year if she does it all.
Oh, she knows what she's doing. But here's what she would say, because we don't live together. When she would show up, she would always say, have you watered those tomato plants? And
oh.
I would say, well, yes, I have. And she says, I think you just do that right before I come over. I don't think you're actually watering those on a daily basis. So
go ahead. She's a regular old Hawkeye, you know, checking you out before she even enters the house, goes around checking the flowers and tomato plants. And, boy, you're under the thumb right there with that inspector, you know.
I am, but I'll tell you, you know, she is something when it comes to agriculture. Now, she would never admit it, but, you know, the stuff she does with her mom and the stuff she does with her daughter, and right now they're taking care of lambs, and she just got a whole bunch of flowers to beautify her yard at home, and she knows vegetables. She really knows that stuff.
Well, I really do, too. I know it, but you know what? Once you put it in the ground, that's when your work begins. And then you work and work and work about 3 months until the veggies all come ripe. You start to go out, pick them, and enjoy them. Then you got to clean them and stuff. You know what? I don't think that that's too good of an idea after I got older. So I really cut my so-called list down of planting this, that, whatever comes up, the perennials.
You know, my grandparents, who used to live in Caledonia, they put out a big garden every year. And they everything, cucumbers, tomatoes, peas, I mean, anything that would grow here in Ohio, corn, they put it out. I don't see a whole lot of that anymore. I see people maybe picking one or two vegetables and doing it, but they don't do the big, big gardens anymore. Do you still have one of the bigger gardens?
No, I just little pieces here and there, and you know, you plant two tomato plants and two cucumber plants, and you're giving them away every day because they're coming on faster than what one or two people is going to eat, you know. And I used to do that around because, well, the days I'd go to work, I'd do some people and I'd drop some stuff off before or after work to them, and they always enjoyed it. But that era is gone, and so.
That's a great gift. That is a great gift for people to have a freshly grown tomato or cucumber. Hey, how was Mother's Day at your house?
Well, Mom's still here giving me all the, well, what would you call it? Pointing the fingers and, that mother, my, I always call her Mom too, you know. And people said, "Why do you call your wife Mom?" And I said, "Well, we had two sons." And I said, every time they said, "Hey, Mom," she would answer them. And, "Mom, can I get this? Can you get this one?" And she'd always be right at their hand, you know. I thought, you know, when I holler, "Hey, Carol, can you?" I said, "Carol." And I said, "Do you hear me?" She said, "Yeah." She said, "What do you want?"
That's right, Mom's
in that tone, see. And I thought, uh-oh. Now I know how to get a hold of her. I just called her Mom. So.
Wait, you know, that's funny because, you know, a lot of people would call their wife Mother or Mom. But you know what? The young generation says they don't do that. But if you listen long enough, they do. They have their kids there and they'll go, "Hey, Mom." But they're talking to their wife or significant other or whatever it is.
Yeah, because that name is in front of you or in your ears and you see the reactions up when you holler Mom, but either you get attention right now when Mom's there.
That's now, do you think, because Mother's Day is always a bigger day than Father's Day, and a matter of fact, this past weekend, I read something that we knew that Mother's Day was the biggest restaurant day of the year, but it's also the day in which most phone calls are made all year long. I didn't know that.
Well, isn't that nice? We can do that, and with the cell phones and everything, when you're thinking of, like, "Oh, man, I ought to call Mom," or not just on Mother's Day, but you'll say, "Oh, shoot, when I get home, I'll have to call her," because you don't have that thing hanging around your neck or in your pocket, you know? Now you can just say, "You know what? Hey, Mom, how you doing? Well, where are you at? Oh, I just I pulled over here. Ha, ha, ha. But I just thought I'd call you, Mom." And it's been a nice journey with that cell phone ability to call whenever you think of somebody or something,
oh,
you know.
Now, why do you think, though, and this has been the long-running joke for years, why don't we do that with fathers? Why don't we call them as much? Why don't we take them out to eat as much?
Well, you know, dads put a lot in your growing up. And when they put it into you, you never forgot it.
That special way. I know what you mean.
It was, hey, that was a nice, polite way of saying a special way.
That was very diplomatic. I thought that was good.
And Mom always tries to soothe it over, but that's why you didn't pay too much attention to Mom, see? You love Mom and everything because you got away with an awful lot. But the other ruler, you didn't get away with it that much.
Well, and it was always, wait till your dad comes home.
Well, as both I was fortunate and a lot of my friends that run around with, we always talk about Mom and Dads. And you know what? Back in our time, we had wonderful moms and dads. Today, moms and dads are still there, but there's other substances in them that don't make them as good, solid mom and dads because the substance taking over the real life.
There is a difference. Well, it's so good to hear you this morning. Glad you're out there.
Hey, Scott, you know what? I had trouble with my heart this morning.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
What happened?
Went up the road like you usually do and went to the post office and got a post office box. And then I went down and got the coffee and stuff from my wife and wasn't feeling too good until I realized, well, they said it was coming. $4.35 for gas. Now, my heart, and I looked at my fuel tank, and I thought, oh, I got about 57 miles to go before I have to get that. $4.35? But it wasn't real shocking to me. I come out of it okay, because every pump I went, or every place I went by, down 4 and then up Marks Road and Kroger's and Speedway, there's all the same price. So I thought, isn't that nice of them staying together and keeping a price like that?
You know, that it's interesting because a few months ago when the gas prices first started to go up when this Ukraine thing started, they said that they would top out at Memorial Day. And here we are just a couple weeks away, and apparently it's starting.
Now I heard I only watch the TV once, and that's in the evening. Watch the news, the national news, and then Jeopardy. See if who's the smartest. I told my wife I was the smartest, but I've been saying that for over 60 years of our life, you know. And she still beats me on that. And you know that on TV there, they're talking about the truckers. I think. I heard right. I don't pay attention too much of all the stuff on there, but I think they're paying $6 and something a gallon for diesel fuel. Now, the truckers with diesel fuel and all the other construction people and so on, everybody's got diesel. And $6 and something, they said some of the trucks only get 6 miles to a gallon. And some of them truckers across the country, you know, you're talking in the 2,000 miles, you know, from New York, the West Coast, they call them over the United States and back. You know, some of them guys run those routes, and that's pretty expensive carload, isn't it?
Well, you know something that's interesting. I hear everybody, and I'm right with everybody complaining about the gas, but people who just drive locally back and forth to work, maybe take their kids to practices, go to the grocery store. You know what? It hasn't slowed them down. When the prices go up, I notice that they just keep on trucking. They don't really cut anything out. We're not a very conservationist society, even when the prices go up. We complain about it, but we still buy it.
Well, that was in your mind there, just saying that, and that was in my mind just about an hour ago. I said to myself, hey, Ted, do you really have to come down here? Well, that's my life. I've done that all my life, you know, you get in the car and you go do this and you go do that. And remember, you used to go and see your buddy and this and that, maybe have coffee with him and stuff like that some days and go fishing. And heck, you can't even, I just thought about, you know, going fishing just for a couple hours, run down the dam, 15 minutes, 15 miles from home. You know, if you go do that all week, you burn up about around $200 worth of gas, you know, down and back.
You do.
You wouldn't think that, but then your other running around town, you know, it isn't hard to put 100 miles on in a day.
Well, I go to McDonald's every morning, and I could just buy soda and keep it at home and save myself some gas money, but I like to get out in the morning, especially on a beautiful morning like this before I do the show. So yeah. I think, well, you know, I guess I'm going to have to pay the $4.20.
And they know that, and that's the way it is, and there's a motivation behind all of it, and I don't think it's going in our pockets, naturally, but look at the millions of people that's involved in this gas price in the United States of America, and not counting any other countries. But, you know, Scott, if it isn't for the pandemic, and all this is coming back up, it's coming up strong, we're going to be held in and captive, and not being associating with people going out and having a grill, going and smelling that aroma of hamburgers and having fun with your neighbors over. Here, that's coming up on us. Here, we've been in the house all winter and kind of keeping away and wearing the mask and all that. I'm telling you, it's got to break sometime, or I think if people like myself and everything thinking and stuff, it's going to run you down.
Well, you know, we've got Memorial Day weekend coming up, but we've also got, it's graduation party season, and I've seen all these proms going on. I see all these pictures, and I'll tell you, the girls still got the nice dresses, the guys still got the tuxedos. I guess people have disposable income, which is good, but hasn't slowed anybody down.
You know what? Life goes on, and that's the way it is. And they'll try their darnest, and some of those kids work hard because mom and dad ain't going to pay those prices just for a few hours of prom night or graduation or stuff like that. And I think it's, I think the dress codes and stuff, people say, boy, isn't it awful? Look at these people coming to this and doing that. They aren't even dressed up or nothing like that like they used to be. They just wear the casuals. Well, that's all you can afford.
I'm glad you brought this up. Do you know what the new thing is with guys? Now, usually it's something new with girls. Girls tend to be dressing the same way as they always have. But the new thing with guys is They get a nice tuxedo or a nice suit. I really don't know the big difference there. But they don't wear any shoes or socks. They have shoes on, but no socks. Now, apparently, this is the cool thing to do now. But can you imagine if these shoes are rented? And that's like wearing bowling shoes with no socks.
Well, you know, Scott, it isn't a new thing because 60 years ago when I got married, of course, you're working. I know guys that wore sandals and stuff like that. They had no socks. Then they had the loafers. I said, don't that bother you not wearing socks? I couldn't do that. I slipped in a pair of shoes, you know, and stuff. But, no, they've been doing that. And, you know, when I see kids in the summer of wintertime, dead winter, wearing shorts in and out of the grocery stores. And I've seen them, Scott, on a cold morning and stuff, you know, no snow or anything. They'd have flip-flops on going into the grocery store. Now, I don't know how they handle that, but, you know, boy, back in the day, men were real men, women were real women. Well, I think they're more real today when they can go at 15, 18 to 32 degrees with flip-flops into the store with a pair of shorts on. You know?
Are those pajama bottoms that can't be any thicker than a washcloth? Those things don't have much protection.
Well, I've kind of run the wire down on you here pretty good. You know, Adam, he's always had the, they didn't call him voice box.
What did they call? You know, it's been a few days.
I wanted to hold that title, you know, so he would have a break a little bit, but windpipe, but you know.
Windpipe, Adam, you got it. Windpipe.
You're not on. Adam's on every once in a while, and everything that you've done and Adam done, you do a terrific job just between you two. The rest of them got their own little thing they do and stuff, but I'm sure, and I don't care who, not tell them right to their face. You two, that sounds like a tube in a radio, isn't it? You two,
that's very close.
You two, you know, have to do homework to put that show on, and you can tell that you do homework, and you're really doing homework right now, aren't you?
It's all from home, but you know what? I got to tell you, it's not that awful, and you know, I know people know that I'm at home for a particular reason, but the truth is, I could not do this if I felt bad. So, it's good not to feel bad. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, well, and I know too from the day one till now, and this is the truth. If any more people has associated around with you like I have, and listened to you like I have, and I'll tell you, downright, like you guys say and the preachers say, and I'm telling you the truth. But I never knew what actually was wrong with you, but I had a surmise what you'd done. But you'd always say, well, I'm glad I got the cards from these people and those people call me and this and that and stuff. Well, and here you talk, but whatever you had done and whatever you have to guide by, the guidelines of even affecting your job and stuff around people. You know what? You've had a pretty tough way to go with whatever you had done to you. And I don't need to know over the air, nothing like that. Don't make, there's thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people that, you know, got conditions and you never hear nothing about them, but they have to watch yourself, what they eat, who they're around, and what they do, you know.
No, you're right. Well, and you know, the thing about that was, in general, all the years I've been on radio, which I can't, it's hard for me to believe it's been over 20 years now in Marion. I've always felt in all occasions, I'm more interested in the guest, the caller, and I'm different than other hosts that way. I really want to know about the other person. So to put the focus on me was very difficult, and the only reason I ever told people that something was going on was I knew that there were going to be certain days that I would be absent, and I knew people would be asking why that was. So, you know, I never really did tell people exactly what was going on.
You know, the direct thing, I'm sorry to interrupt, but the direct thing like that, that's normal. Heck, a lot of people live like that. I've lived like that, and say, well, I didn't know that. Well, I said, that's just part of life. Something goes on, well, you just let it go on, and you travel on, you know. That's history. After that, it's over with, you know. But, well, Scott, you've done a wonderful job, and you keep it up. And I thought you hem-hawed around here, and you was going to say, well, I can't get this equipment to work, so I'm going to sign off. But, Betty, here's one person that made a point to stick in here today to listen to you. And I had all, I've got 15,000 things to do. Boy, that's a lot of things to do, isn't it?
Quite a few.
Yeah, well, that's just the way I do.
And I'm telling you the truth, that's a lot of things to do.
And you know what? I'm exaggerating quite a bit. And if I narrow it down to 3 things to do, I don't get them all done in one day, and I really don't make big darn, because the next few days is going to be just wonderful. I didn't even put the mower away, left it out, and when it's going to rain, and a few other things I always put back, and that's about another few minutes or so doing that. I encounter rain about every other day, but you know what, Scott? We're hanging in there, so when you get around and you bring that, I never permit that little Angie girl, that I know that she's in any relation to Gene and Charlie. Well, she's got to be first say wonderful character.
Yeah, I couldn't have said that better. You got it right.
You have a good day, Scott, and you're going to bring her and you come out, and I'll just show you what I do around here. And my wife used to do it all the years until she wasn't able to do it with me. But you know what? It's a beautiful life. And you'll say, Ted, I didn't realize that. And someday you'll say, you know, Ted, I'll tell you about me in my little episode. I didn't realize that either, but just go on.
Well, I look forward to that. And tell Carol hello.
Yeah, she's listened. But I'm in the other room, and she hasn't got the phone right by her ear. But you hang on there a minute. And I'll let you say that to her herself. Is that okay?
That works for me. Go right ahead.
I'm walking. Boy, am I ever walking. And talking, walking and talking. That's one thing about a portable phone. You can walk and talk, can't you?
If you could just chew gum now, you'd have it all down.
And you got, you're stationary. You're just sitting talking.
That's right. I'm just, I don't have much to pull off this morning.
Here's Carol. Wait a minute. I'm going to turn the radio down. That's one thing about a portable phone.
All right, here we are. 13 minutes till the top of the hour.
Good morning, Scott.
Hey, Carol, how was your Mother's Day?
Oh, it was terrific. It was such a beautiful day, but I've been listening to you and Ted, and that is very nice. You guys talk real good, and I just loved it.
Well, I'm glad you're out there listening. You take care. You both have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, two of our longtime devoted listeners, Carol and Ted Jolliffe, good people. All right, 13 minutes till the top of the hour, 740-751-4038. Well, a lot of topics to touch on there. Can I plant my tomato plants? Now, Ted said the 15th. But are we going to have a frost in the next 5 days? I don't know. 740-751-4038. I think the equipment's all working good this morning. You know, when you let the equipment rest for, what was it, 5 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, you come back and you think, oh, is this working? Well, I think we're okay. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Well, what about those gas prices? They're on a steady hike as we head till Memorial Day. What is it with the... Have your grandkids or kids or brothers or sisters or whatever been going to prom without socks on? What is that? Is that a new thing? Wear a tuxedo with no socks on? Mother's Day. How was your Mother's Day? Did everybody have a great Mother's Day? Did your daughter or son take you out for lunch or dinner, I guess, as it were, or pay a phone call to you? Apparently, that's what we do on Mother's Day. Phone calls and food. Let's see here. What else is going on? There was something else I wanted to talk about this morning. Oh, have you noticed the newspaper reporting about all of the people leaving Marion City Schools? There's a story in there today about Principal Janine Heilman to leave Marion City Schools. And I believe last week there was a story about an assistant superintendent who's leaving Marion City Schools. Now, see, here's the problem. I don't know if this is news. There has been so much. Okay, people leaving a job. Is it because a lot of people are complaining about the district? I mean, is that why these are news stories? I mean, I really don't get that. People leave school districts every year. Some people relocate for housing reasons. Some people just go for better paying jobs. Why are these stories that are being plastered on the front page of the paper? Is anybody, I have to admit, I've been too busy to read the stories. Is it even saying why they're leaving? Are they talking to these principals and assistant superintendents? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. 50 minutes past the hour. 62 degrees already in sunny skies here in Marion. Who's out there? 740-751-4038. Well, let's see here. I thought I had a... Did I have a good trivia question this morning? Haven't got to that interview yet with Michelle from First Ladies Museum, talking about Florence Harding stuff. I'm interested to know about people's allergies and what are they doing. Maybe that's what's going on. Everybody's bogged down with the allergies. 740-751-4038. 51 minutes past the hour. Oh, here's a question I had. Now, I was trying to come up with Marion questions, and I know we've had a lot of fun over the years doing where did this story used to be, where did this business used to be, that sort of thing. Well, the store over in Fair Park, the grocery store, I think it's on, is that Richmond Avenue? I think it's Richmond Avenue, has had five different names. I looked this up. Five different names since it opened. Can anybody give me the five different names that that grocery store has had? Now, I've got them in front of me here. 740-751-4038. Let's see how good you are. The grocery store, which is still standing, oh, I think it's Richmond Avenue over in Fair Park, behind the Duke Station, across the street there from Genova's and Fair Park Laundromat and all of those things. What are the five names that that store has had since it opened? Now, at one point, it was closed. There was a series of years there where that store was closed. But does anybody know the five different names that that store has had, including the name that it has now? I know people are rifling through their minds right now. 740-751-4038. Does anybody know the five names? There have been five. That I don't know that it's changed hands every time, or if it's just been a change in name. But there have been five different names on the front of that building. Can anybody call in and just give us one? Maybe one or two of the names. 740-751-4038. Thought this was a good history question. This is a direct Marion history question. I always liked that little commerce area there in Fair Park. I don't think there's as much commerce there as there used to be, but they have the grocery store, and I think it's always been a Duke station there on the end. At least as far as I can remember. It used to be the only place in town where you could get free air. I don't know if they're charging for air over there or not now. There used to be a fast food place over there. I know we've talked about that in the past. There used to be a restaurant that you could sit down and eat in. There used to be some video stores. There used to be a bank. All right, let's go to the phones here.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I think I know four of them, but I can't remember what it was very first called.
All right.
I know it was Food Town, it was Sack and Save, it was Community Market, and now it's King Saver.
Well, I tell you, we've got King Saver, Community Market, Sack and Save, all right. Now, it was never a food town. Food Town was over on Main Street.
I thought that one was Food Town at one time.
No, that one, Food Town was over, I think they've torn it down now. I think it was next door to the, it's where Rite Aid is now on Main Street.
Yeah, I remember that being a Food Town.
Yeah, this one was not a Food Town, but I will tell you, the original name of this store, before Sack and Save was the second thing that it was, but the original one is what Food Town originally was. So maybe that's why you confuse the two.
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah, because it used to be a big chain here in Marion. I don't know why that chain went under, but what's new with you? It's been a few days.
Oh, just working in the yard and trying to get stuff done.
Now, do you do the vegetables?
Yeah, I got some seeds and a couple of tomato plants. If I ever get my garden finished, I'll get them out there.
Well, do you think we're going to hit another frost before summer? Or I guess, well, what is the rule? We've heard the 15th, but summer's not till the 21st, so you've got to have your tomato.
Yeah.
So
you got till the end of the month.
Memorial Day?
If you get plants in the ground by the end of May, you're good.
Well, I'm worried, though, because I know we're having this 80-degree weather now, and it's going to last for a few days, but, you know, I get the suspicion we could have one cold morning still.
Well, that's entirely possible, but I don't think it'll hurt the plants.
Well, what do you make of these? I know you live way out there in Big Island. What do you make of these gas prices?
They just keep gouging us a little deeper all the time.
Do anything fun for Mother's Day?
Nope.
Nothing at all, huh?
My mother passed away 29 years ago.
Now, this is an interesting question, and I hate to bring this up if this is a sad note, but if your mother is gone, does that lessen celebrating the day? Because, like, I know that people celebrate a lot of people will go to the cemetery, a lot of people will celebrate their wife, the mother of their children. A lot of people will call, like, an aunt or an aunt who was like a mother to them. A lot of people will now even call their sisters, I've seen, who maybe were a little older than them. So does not having a mother really put the damper on it?
Kind of does for me.
Did you ever have another mother figure in your life?
Yeah, but she's gone, too.
She's gone. Well, that's it. You know, I have the same thing on Father's Day. So, but I never, Father's Day is not really paid attention to like Mother's Day.
No, seems like all they ever do for fathers is buy them stuff so they can work.
that's about right. Can you believe, though, now that we make more phone calls and eat out more on Mother's Day than any other day of the year?
Well, they do the dinner thing for Mother's Day because, I mean, that's their way of saying, Mom, you don't have to cook.
Well, what, I mean, if your mother is, because usually it's older mothers, if you're not living with Mom anymore, is she still cooking for you?
Yeah, my mom would cook for me when I'd go over to the house.
My mom, and I spent Mother's Day, a little bit of time with her, I don't think she cooked, to be honest. Well, I know she's not, my mom is not the type to say, come over and I'll make you a meal.
No, my mom never did that. But
no.
I mean, she'd sometimes tell me what they were having for dinner, then invite me over.
No, that's not the type of mom that I have. I have a good mom. I don't have any, you know, bad feeling toward mom. But my mom was not like that. Now, her mom, which I knew very well, because I was in my 30s late 30s, actually, when she passed away. But now, she was like that. But my mom was not really like that. Is not really like that, I guess I should say. Yeah, what can you do? Well, you got three of them. Thanks.
All right.
Community Market, King Saver, Second Save. And people always say, how can you talk about your mom like that on the air? Well, mom doesn't listen to the show. Trust me. The times that my mom has listened to this show are few and far between. I can guarantee you that. All right, we're coming up on the top of the hour here. Stay with us. We'll be back in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare flip that dial for love.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. To legendary attorney and representative of clients such as O.J. Simpson and Dr. Sam Shepard, F. Lee Bailey.
Let's talk about that. The day the verdict came back, Dr. Shepard had been in prison over a decade at that point.
No, he was out on bail by then.
Oh, he was out on bail by then. Excuse me.
Yeah, but you're right. He was in prison for 10 years short 15 days.
That being said, when this came back, what was his feeling? What was your feeling that day?
Sam, who was sitting next